Still God, always God, what's left, only God. This portion of the theme I would really like to direct to the unconverted. It's 2017. I mean, what can't we achieve? In 2020, we're supposed to be on Mars with the SpaceX program. Self-driving vehicles are going to be a thing, most likely. Google has some on the roads as we speak. But what else is changing in the world that we see around us? The social justice warriors are gaining traction as we speak. Free speech is coming under attack. It's quite possible that you could lose your job if you don't use the gender-neutral pronouns. It almost seems that God has no place in the world that we live in today. But I would say to you, my friend outside of Christ, tonight, that that is quite the opposite. That in the world that we live in today, it's God that we need now more than ever. We have endless entertainment at our fingertips that can absorb our lives for not just days or weeks, but years. Someone once said that I am absolutely convinced that meaninglessness does not come from being weary of pain. Meaninglessness comes from being weary of pleasure. I am here tonight to tell you that it is only God that you will find a sense of purpose, that you will find meaning in, and nothing else. And in conclusion, I believe that that caps off the verse that I read this earlier quite nicely. Because it's that same thirst that David highlighted, that same need, that same emptiness that God can fulfill for you tonight. And in conclusion, I would like to say that he gives us all a meaningful life in four ways, roughly categorized, that I could think of. He gives us meaning, and he fills that thirst by saving us from the pain and guilt that our sin brings. He does it by giving us a heart to live for others. He does it through keeping us from the storms that life brings, and he does it through loving us, wholly and completely. And so, in conclusion this evening, I think we've all had moments where we question why life is as difficult as it is. But I would say to you that it is still God, always God, and only God that will get you through this life. In conclusion, I would like to call up a final number, still, and a closing prayer.